Right. Now, if you have never seen the Liverpool Tapestry, you've got until the 16th of September. But you know how things go. You say, oh, I'll go next week, and it never happens, and you've missed it. You have to see this. It's awesome. The Liverpool Tapestry. People, places, and passions. Those are the themes. The huge tapestry was created to celebrate Liverpool's year as European Capital of Culture back in 2008. Conceived and funded by local retailer Home Bargains, the tapestry has been produced by more than 150 people. They've hand-stitched 338 individual tapestry panels to make up the... Oh, I can't say that word. Pilar, you could have warned me. We had a weird word coming up. The triptych? I have no idea. How embarrassing. Which cumulatively spans over 6 metres in length. Capturing the spirit of the city, the panels feature iconic images, including Superland Bananas, the city's historic buildings, and aspects of Liverpool that have special meaning for the individual embroiderers. During the 2 years that it took to complete the tapestry, the Merseyside Embroiderers Guild worked with people of all ages from across the city in a series of workshops. Even the operations director of Home Bargains, Joe Morris, has created his own panel of a Home Bargains shop front. Home Bargains has sponsored the Museum of Liverpool's Skylight Gallery for a 2-year period, which begins with the display of the Liverpool Tapestry, enabling the space to be used for future exhibitions and associated community programmes. For more information, go to liverpoolmuseums.org.uk. The Liverpool Tapestry went on show on the 27th of April, and as I say, you've got until the 16th of September. Go and have a look. It looks fantastic.